Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Russian economy under sanctions in wartime. The unknowns of the offensive in Ukraine, but the knowns of the Russian economy. Headline, Russia's central bank sounds alarms on the economy as the falling ruble and record labor shortage add inflationary pressures. The answer to this is Vladimir Putin. There is a St. Petersburg International Economic Forum underway. It is held every year. This is the second year of the war. And Vladimir Putin, according to the Wall Street Journal, will attempt to present Russia as primed for investment despite economic erosion for more than a year of war and sanctions as he addresses some of the Kremlin's remaining allies. I welcome Michael Bernstam. He is at the Hoover Institution, and he's my guide on the Russian economy. There you have it, Michael. The ruble is falling, and Vladimir Putin says Russia is a great investment. I have an idea which way we're going to go, but in any event, the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, the reporting is no one of major value showed up, no state leaders showed up. Maybe Viktor Orban was there for a couple of minutes. What is your measure right now of this falling ruble and the rise of inflation? Is that inevitable? Have they been staving it off with tricks? Good evening to you, Michael.
Good evening to you. The value of Russian exports is declining. And now, today, the International Energy Agency reported that the Russian oil exports are declining and in quantity. And, of course, the volume is declining and the value is declining. So they have fewer foreign exchange reserves and they have fewer export revenues. And the recent data suggests that the first 5 months of 2023, the surplus, which they had in their current account, which includes trade and trading goods and services, fell from $123 billion in the first 5 months of 2022 to $23 billion. So $100 billion are lost in 5 months. So of course the ruble is declining. It used to $1 used to be worth 57 rubles in the summer of 2022. Now it is 83 rubles. So the ruble is down by 40%, and inflation is increasing. So these are all the indicators to financial distress. The central bank projected the first quarter GDP decline 2.3%. OPEC is saying it is 2.5%. So generally, the Russian economy is on the downward slope.
It is also to be avoided. I misspoke about who's going to attend, not Viktor Orban, but the foreign minister of Hungary, Peter Szijjártó, is expected. No one else, not Lula da Silva, not the president of Kazakhstan, Kasym Jomart Tokayev. We have a Russian economy that is unknown outside of the Kremlin. However, you have guided me to understand there are things we should look at closely. For example, a story from Pakistan earlier in the week that Pakistan was celebrating the first delivery of Russian oil, heavily discounted, and it's paying for it in renminbi. What does that mean, Michael? They're paying Chinese currency for Russian oil that's been passed through a third party and is coming into the port of Karachi. What does that tell us about Russia's selling?
There are two concessions that Russia is now making to all oil buyers. One is a discount, about $20 per barrel from what it used to be when before the sanctions. And because the Western countries impose a price cap on Russian crude oil, $60 per barrel, and a price cap on Russian liquid petroleum products. So every country is getting a discount. India was a major country with a discount. Pakistan requested the same condition. The second concession is no one wants to pay in dollars and euros because they're valuable for importing other goods from Western countries. So they're negotiating with Russia to pay in national currencies. But those national currencies present a problem with Russia. Just a couple of days ago, the chairwoman of the Russian Central Bank said we accumulated in our banks and in foreign banks lots of Indian rupees and lots of other currencies from various countries, and we don't know what to do with them because we have a trade surplus. So Russia is selling more goods than it is buying from those countries. What will they do with accumulating those currencies? So at least they found the compromise that there are two currencies which Russia values, apart from dollars and euros and Japanese yen. And those are the dirham of the United Arab Emirates because the Russians are buying real estate there. And another is renminbi, which is a Chinese currency. And Russian savers now get a good deposit rate on those, and they keep some savings in Russian banks in renminbi. So as the second best, Russia is accepting payments in Chinese currency and in United Arab Emirates currency from the third country. So Bangladesh, for example, is now buying Russian oil, paying in renminbi, because Bangladesh is an excellent producer of textiles, and it's earning a lot of money in China, in Chinese renminbi, and then it is paying in renminbi for Russian oil. Pakistan also has good relations with China, good trade with China, getting renminbi from China, selling goods to China, and paying in renminbi to Russia for Russian oil. That's a concession Russia makes.
We go to Berlin. Germany announced its first national security strategy, calling Russia the biggest threat to Europe and warning about growing rivalry with China. This is a much bigger and longer range story than just the Russian economy. But I note that Germany had very strong trade with Russia before the war. And there's reason to believe they have trade with Russia now through third-party countries. I was told by someone living in Moscow that there is a premium paid for German automobiles and that they're readily available. Germany's still selling to Russia through third parties. I don't know whether that will be sanctioned or not, but that's more of the new Russian economy. The rich can buy what they want, but the ordinary middle class cannot. And that is a result of this failing economy. Is that the future, Michael?
Well, if you look at the data, you will find that Russian imports in 2022 in real terms declined by 15% and in nominal terms by 8%, which means that it is a 7% appreciation of this value, and the Russians are paying 7% more for all the same goods that they used to buy in the past. And they're buying them through neighboring countries, former Soviet republics, Kazakhstan, Armenia, Georgia, and others. They benefit in many ways from the sanctions because they are now the middlemen in purchasing Western goods and reselling them to Russia. And that's what happens with the cars. And now only the rich people can afford them, not so much even because they're so expensive, but because of spare parts, maintenance. Maintenance and spare parts of German cars are expensive everywhere, and especially in Russia. And that they have to purchase all the spare parts. It takes time through all these countries neighboring Russia. So, yes, indeed, the divide between the rich and the poor is increasing because of that.
The report is that Russia is holding back from extending the grain deal. Is that because they want more money for their grain?
No, it's not about the money. It's about additional conditions they impose. They want to export more fertilizer, and it is good for the world. But they also want to ease financial transactions. And this is a dispute about financial sanctions on Russian banks, because they are saying now that all these banks are included in the train. And the cynical part of all the story is that Russia is saying that, all right, if we cut off Ukraine, we will replace Ukraine as a provider. We will provide free grain to poor African countries. It is impossible. It is impossible because Russia is exporting 40 million metric tons of grain, and Ukraine is exporting 41 million. Russia has to double. It cannot double because it doesn't have enough production. So it's a cynical ploy to use grain as a weapon.
Michael Bernstam, watching the Russian economy. He's at the Hoover Institution. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.